He's quite a Gibson. Oh, I wish he would cease tormenting me with letters for money. I have no more money to give him. We're getting poor. I must send away half the servants and shut up part of the house, or let it off. I can never submit to do that. Yet how are we to get on? 2/3 of my income goes in paying the interest of mortgages. John gambles dreadfully and always loses, poor boy. He is beset with sharpers. John is sunk and degraded. His look is frightful. I feel ashamed for him when I see him.
She was getting much excited. I think I'd better leave her now, said I to Bessie, who stood on the other side of the bed. Perhaps you had, miss, but she often talks in this way towards night. In the morning she's calmer. I rose.
Stop! Exclaimed Mrs. Reed. There is another thing I wish to say. He threatens me. He continually threatens me with his own death, or mine, and I dream sometimes that I see him laid out with a great wound in his throat, or with a swollen and blackened face. I'm come to a strange pass. I have heavy troubles. What is to be done? How is the money to be had?